Seven people who were sentenced for same thing Jussie Smollett allegedly did. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 26, 2019. Although the charges that Jussie Smollett allegedly filed a false report were dropped, others charged for the same thing, but lacking Hollywood or political ties, have been prosecuted and sentenced. In fact, a 30-minute search turned up seven people in Illinois with similar charges to those of Jussie Smollett whose sentences included probation, at the least. Here are the seven. On November 9, 2011, the RRStar.com reported that a 19-year-old Rockford, Illinois, woman received a sentence of 2 years probation and 40 hours of community service for filing a false report. She was also ordered to undergo counseling. The woman falsely claimed that she had been threatened at gunpoint. On August 28, 2012, CBS Chicago reported that a 47-year-old Riverside, Illinois, woman was sentenced to 18 months probation for filing a false police report. She was also ordered to pay $1,800 in overtime cost for Riverside officers who worked extra hours in an attempt to find the individual she falsely claimed assaulted her. On September 30, 2015, the Daily News reported that a 22-year-old Effingham, Illinois, man who filed a false report about being shot by someone else, was sentenced to 30 months of probation. He also had to fulfill 100 hours of community service and pay $5,000 in restitution to the Effingham County Sheriff's Department. On July 14, 2016, the Herald Whig reported that a 24-year-old Golden, Illinois, woman was sentenced to 18 months probation for falsely claiming she had been stabbed at a car wash. She was also ordered to complete 60 hours of community service and to pay nearly $1,000 to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. On November 3, 2016, Spin News reported that a 46-year-old Marseille, Illinois, man was sentenced to 30 months probation for filing a false report about a man pointing a gun at him. The 46-year-old was also ordered to pursue mental health care. Chicago's WGN reports that two individuals, Katie Maker and Ryan Reiersgaard, received 2 years probation and fines of a few hundred dollars for filing a false report in 2017. The couple claimed a robber with a knife had taken a $12,000 engagement ring and other valuables. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange.